This is Vatican Radio, and I am Lydia O'Kane. To be or not to be, all the world's a stage, and we've seen better days. You may not know what plays these phrases come from, but these commonly used quotes are all part of Shakespeare's vast legacy to the English language. This year, the 400th anniversary of the English playwright's death is being marked, and to celebrate this milestone, Britain's Globe Theatre has been performing the play Hamlet around the world. On Wednesday, April the 13th, the company will be treading the boards in the Vatican. I spoke to Emma Smith, Professor of Shakespeare Studies at Oxford University, about Shakespeare's relevance today and his interest in faith and religion.
I think what makes Shakespeare so relevant today is the amazing ability his plays have to hold up a mirror to what it is we're interested in right now. And there's actually been a really recent example. The British Library in London have published a very small snippet of Shakespeare's writing in a play called The Book of Thomas More, where the character Thomas More, perhaps interestingly for your audience, the character Thomas More urges people to be sympathetic to refugees and to migrants. And it's a really amazing way in which Shakespeare suddenly seems to speak to 2016 very directly.
I'm going to come to the Vatican itself, and the Vatican is taking part in these celebrations for the 400th anniversary. We'll see the Globe Theatre here for part of these celebrations. With that in mind, do you think Shakespeare, is there a lot of, you were talking about Thomas More there, so is there a lot of things that we can find in Shakespeare with regard to faith and religion?
Well, Shakespeare's writing, obviously, in an era where questions of faith and religion are absolutely at the top of everyone's consciousness. Having said that, Shakespeare's explicit religious engagement is probably a little bit less than that of most of his contemporaries. So he's not directly taking up arms in this very contentious field.
Just one final question for you with regard again to Shakespeare and to Italy. I mean, we look at his writings, his plays. You have the Two Gentlemen of Verona, you have Julius Caesar, you have Romeo and Juliet, all centred with an Italian flavour. Was he intrigued by Italy?
I think he certainly was intrigued by ancient stories of ancient Rome, as many Renaissance writers are. That's what Renaissance means, a rebirth of interesting classical ideas. And certainly in the more contemporary plays with a more contemporary setting, he tends to be interested in the sources and where they're set. So Shakespeare sets those plays in Italian settings because that's where the sources for the plays are set. I don't think he'd ever been to Italy, and I don't think he has a very much idea about what Italy might be like.